Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Traveling to the speed of love, on we go. We're on a great adventure. Stop and join the rush. We're on a great adventure.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, and today we have a very special guest, and her name is Sonia Choquette. So Sonia is very globally dynamic, and she has been a 6th century consultant for a number of years now, and a storyteller and a visionary and a transformational speaker. I love this because she's an author, and she's also worked with singing. And, you know, she's written this really fabulous book about her life and vibes. And one of the things that I really loved about Sonia Choquette was she actually described her life in this book, and she calls it Diary of a Psychic, which, you know, just really turned me on to learning about trusting your vibes and learning so much about, you know, how to develop this gift. And Sonia really has it in a nutshell of how to tune into your intuitive gifts. She's very funny. She's a New York Times bestseller. She also is into inspiring global consciousness, and she feels like we as humans are divine beings endowed with 6 senses to guide us through life. And she feels like we must activate those innate skills in order to make the most authentic, well-informed, healthy, soul-satisfying decisions. So her work has been published in 40 countries and in 37 languages, making her one of the most widely read authors and experts in her field. And because Sonia has such a unique gift, it's really in high demand, and it's both helping individuals and helping organizations dramatically improve their experience in empowering transformational ways. So she was educated at the University of Denver and the Sorbonne in Paris, and in addition to holding a doctorate from the American Institute of Holistic Theology, she's also a member of the Transformational Leadership Council, and she's the host of a weekly radio show called Trust Your Vibes on Hay House Radio. And she's got some really phenomenal classes on her website, too, at soniachoquette.com. So our call-in number is 347-237-5339. And I'd also like to send a special shout-out to Reverend B, our producer. She's amazing. And with that, I'm actually going to bring Sonia live and welcome her to the show. Welcome to the show, Sonia.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very delighted to be part of your show. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, thank you for coming on to our show as well. We really enjoy having you here, and it's just a blessing. I remember the first time I saw you a couple of years ago, I was just fascinated with how you tune into people's vibes, and you get so much information, and you can teach people about vibes. It's just a very exciting thing the work that you do.
Well, I appreciate that. I think it's very important that we recognize and remember that we have more than 5 senses. We have a 6th sense. I call it vibes because it is the ability to feel energy and to understand that energy that we are feeling conveys information, gives us guidance that if we begin to pay attention to will help us be safer, will help us be guided to decisions that are really supportive, helps us recognize opportunities as well as deflects us from things that don't serve our highest good. I mean, every living creature has their own sort of inbred vibes, if you will, their inner GPS system, and we do too. And sadly, for most people, we've become out of touch with it to our detriment. So my work is really devoted to helping people get back in touch with their vibes, back in touch with their inner felt 6th sense, and then begin to reintegrate that back into your life so that you can really live at the highest level.
See, I think that's one of the things that I really like about your work, Sonia, is that you know, for as many people that are afraid of that sense or turn it off, one of the things that I really liked that inspired me about you is that, you know, you're really encouraging people to bring out that sixth sense and the vibes that they have, whereas it can be really scary even for, you know, the people out there that are getting started or maybe children that have this gift. Do you have any words of wisdom for people who are just now, you know, starting to see these things happen to them?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is please understand that this is not the Middle Ages and it's not some woo-woo conversation that we're having as much as it's an awakening of awareness that we are beginning to just remember that you come in with a natural heartbeat, and this heartbeat is what informed your whole cellular physical body to develop, because the heartbeat is the first organ in the body to develop. And this beating heart has the capacity to tune into energy and talk to you. So every great thinker, every great inventor, every great artist, every great scientist, every great progressive in any field will refer back to the heart as their source of guidance and direction. And so it's not something that you're reaching for out there outside of your comfort zone as much as it is something you're remembering you possess in your heart. And your heart knows. Your heart talks to you. So it's a matter of going back and start talking to your heart. And what by that I mean, you say, what does my heart say? And just ask it. It can be that simple. People are just, you know, it doesn't have to be elusive or mysterious. Just ask your heart. What does your heart say?
I love how you made a comment to me a few years ago when I first met you for the first time, even before I moved to St. Louis. I saw you in California, and you said to me, so, Amanda, what makes your heart sing? Mm-hmm. And I looked at you funny and said, I don't know, and now I can really answer that. It's really what does make your heart sing? What does your heart say? And one of the things that I really enjoy is like you really spreading that words of wisdom and guidance to help people who have this, you know, awareness. And you're right, it's not the Middle Ages. If you were talking to a mother and a younger child who was just starting to show signs of intuition, what kinds of encouragement would you give to, say, parents who have intuitive children and maybe intuitive parents themselves? What kinds of comments would you have for them?
Well, the first one I would suggest is this. I would say when your children, I gave my children the signal if they ever felt uncomfortable or if they ever felt something wasn't right for them, they didn't need to explain it to me. All they had to do was squeeze my hand. That's it. They could come up, and this is from 3 years old on. They could, you don't ever feel comfortable or you feel, and this is the first level of intuition, which is to begin to develop your sense of boundaries, energetic boundaries, you know, that field of energy around you that creates for you a safe space. So I would say give your children permission to communicate to you without needing to use it to communicate in words if something isn't working. You see? Just communicate.
Absolutely.
To you. I would say squeeze of the hand. Just a
absolutely,
kind of a look or a raised eyebrow. You know, that's another
one.
Then I also think parents should give their kids language to express their intuitive feelings. In my household, raising my children who are now adult women, teaching other parents how to raise their children intuitively, we had a language. One, our first code word was vibes. I have bad vibes. bad vibes. Mm-hmm. Because your first intuition is protection. So, give them, I gave them the word heebie-jeebies. I have the heebie-jeebies. Something doesn't feel right, doesn't sound right. That doesn't ping, P-I-N-G. Doesn't ping. It's not hitting me as true. It's not feeling right, like it's on for me. And we all feel vibes, Amanda. It's just what we lack is language. So if we lack language, we don't pay attention. So create a language. I have a beautiful book I've written, by the way, for parents listening called The Intuitive Spark, Nurturing in Your Intuition in Your Child, Your Family, and You, which is nothing but a whole group of tools and games and fun things to play that help children get very secure, very secure in their intuition.
It's interesting that you mentioned that book, because I actually picked up that book the other day, and it was one that I got when you came to St. Louis and you were talking and you spoke about how there are many different types of people, like earth people, and I believe it was water.
Yes.
And,
what kind of spirit are you? Are you water spirit?
Yes.
Are you earth, fire? I'm a fiery spirit. You can tell it just by my energy, my voice. You can feel the fire in me. And then there are the wateries. And then there are the earth spirits who are more grounded and quiet and internal and slow. And, you know, we need to develop a sensitivity to one another and not expect everyone to be like us.
Absolutely. Once you can get into knowing your spirit, I think that was the best talk you did. In fact, I often giggle over it when I go back and I listen to it, because there's a segment in there where you talk about the earth spirit sitting down and having a sandwich and the water spirit crying with you. And I have to tell you, I think one of the most things that gives me a tickle, and I people will giggle that know me when I tell you this, Sonia, but I really did figure out what spirit I am, and it took a little bit, because they're like, well, you're a little bit of a water spirit. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a water spirit, but when you started going into, well, then there's the air spirit. Here, have a note or a message or a book, and they'll buy all my books. I had to laugh, because it's here, have a note, and oh, the cell phone and internet and information city, and I'm going, yeah, that's me. that's me to a T, the air spirit. And it's really funny, because that's exactly what I do, was the motions that you were doing of here, have a note and a book and this and that. And it's, you know, it's always information. So
it's the teacher.
I always get a little giggle over that.
And I do want to point out to the listeners, I do have a YouTube video on that, if anyone listening wants to find out what spirit type are you. Go to Sonia Choquette Spirit Types on YouTube, and you will find, you'll be able to watch that. So I had that filmed at one of my events, and people have really enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, they'll get a little giggle out of just watching you somewhat, when laughter is so important, and I love how you tie in that it's important to take care of yourself with nutrition and, you know, to take care of yourself properly and laugh and even move and wake up your spirit. I think that is a big message for a lot of listeners out there, to move around and wake up your spirit.
Yeah, this is so important, and that you do that by remembering just knowing who you are and remembering what you love.
Absolutely. I think that's so important. Now, you were talking about energetic boundaries earlier, and you were talking a little bit about protection. I know that some of the intuitive people who are out there have occasions where they struggle with protection, and they struggle with, you know, picking up those emotions and maybe trying to figure out, you know, well, how do I protect myself? Do you have any suggestions for listeners out there?
Well, I think the most important way to protect yourself is to begin to remember what's important to you, what you care about, what you're looking for, what your values are, so that you begin to tell your inner compass it's sort of like putting your GPS system in. You dial in and say, well, this is what's important to me, this is where I want to go, this is what I care about. And then your intuition will start flagging you if you drift from that. You see what I mean?
Absolutely. I do definitely agree with that. I know at one point you were talking a little bit about something that really stood out to me, because I struggle with this as well, because I'm very, very sensitive. Like, I pick up on emotions, and you said something about putting your hand over your heart and really taking the time to figure out, is this yours or is this someone else's?
That was really a key thing. This is a tool that I have spelled out in my book, Trust Your Vibes, and it's called a vibe check. And what I invite people to do is I invite you to go through your body and sort of scan it. And as you're scanning it, ask yourself, what is this? What does I feel like? And who does this belong to? A lot of times we pick up vibration and we hold energy in our body that's unexamined. For example, yesterday I had a day where I was just not feeling in good vibration. Just didn't feel it. I wasn't feeling it. And so I sat down to do a vibe check, and I could find that I was just really around my heart, my throat, my collarbone, my chest, my shoulder blades, just all not feeling a good vibration. And I said, who is this? What is this? And I tuned into that it was my younger daughter who is presently out in California. I called her, just couldn't get a hold of her. And finally she called me and said she was in the emergency room out there with she got severely hit with the flu. Severely. And that's what I was feeling. And just by slowing down and saying, who is this, what is this, where is this, what is this about, you will find your body will tell you. If you just take the time to ask, and here's the key, you have to say it out loud. You have to answer those questions out loud. Not just in your head.
Going through that check of who is this,
what is this about, what am I feeling, and then answer out loud. Because the sound of your own voice will let you know if you're on track or not. Like, is this work? No, it's not. Is this my health? No, it's not. Is somebody in trouble? Yeah. Who? Me? My mom? My dad? You know, just go down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And by just being very systematic and very consistent, you will get answers. And you'll be very surprised. Very, very surprised at how much those answers truly support and give you clarity around what your intuition is trying to tell you. It's just a matter of sitting down and having a conversation with it. What are you trying to tell me? What am I feeling? What is this trying to tell me? It's very, very...
Yeah, and that's really key... That's really spot on, especially if people are just really struggling with, you know, the big question mark of where is this coming from. I know that happens for a lot of individuals out there. You've really got some great tools out there to help people who have you know, the spark of intuitiveness about them, just some great exercises and sit-ups and tools to help them out.
Well, that is my purpose in life, and I have devoted my entire life to it, because without our intuition in place, we are at the worst, most compromised state. It is the worst handicap. It is the worst handicap. Helen Keller was someone who had been robbed of her sight and her hearing, and she said that she had her heart speak to her, and that is, she became one of the most profound and influential people of our century. Actually, it was the last century. But based on one thing, her intuition.
Yeah, and
we
that's,
need it.
That's
and
really
everybody
huge right
has
there.
It.
We do.
Everybody has it. We are born with it. It is your beating heart. It informs you. And every one of us can develop a skill to a very skillful level, learning how to hear and communicate and begin to understand the energy around us and what it is conveying. And it allows us to make better informed decisions, healthier decisions, step into opportunities, avoid pitfalls. Okay?
Absolutely. Well, I know from what I've worked with your books and everything that I've read, I've really noticed a difference in how, you know, everything used to be so much, it was hard. It's still very interesting to go through, but it's easier to work with the exercises that you offer, and the, you know, your Psychic Pathway was an excellent book to just work with your intuition. And then when you came out with the psychic setups and some of the great seminars and classes that you've done, it's just a really huge help to individuals.
Well, I really encourage anybody listening to go and look at, I have so many tools, because I understand that it's not easy to come to me for a class or a workshop, although it is fun and it's very exciting, but I can come to you and give you these tools, whether it's in my books or in my online courses. I can empower you with tools because I've studied how people learn. So I don't tell you what you should do. I actually give you tools that work and that you can do, that you'll get instant results, that empower you, that affirm you, that you can trust. So I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm asking you to trust yourself, and that is really exciting. Very
absolutely
inspiring. So it's a real pleasure to be with you today.
Well, thank you for joining us today. It was absolutely wonderful just talking with you. Do you have any future books coming out anytime soon, or any seminars you would like to announce to the listeners out there?
Well, the book I have right now that has been out just a little while that I think is so empowering for people and uplifting is called Grace, Guidance, and Gifts, Sacred Blessings to Light Your Way. And I will be introducing that as an online course that is so uplifting and so beautiful and really helpful, and that will be coming out next month. So people can come just to my website. It's Sonia Choquette, my name, .net, and you can look at all of that and sign up for my newsletter. I put free tools and free gifts and free things there every month. And from there, they can just poke around the site and see what appeals to them. And I hope something will.
Wonderful. That's absolutely great. Do you have a few minutes to take a few callers before we end, or do you have enough time for that today?
I don't today, not on this show. I actually have to get back to my own work day today. But I would love to come back, and we'll do it again.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Sonia, with the wonderful information that you've provided. And I want to just say thank you for coming on the network today, and we'll hopefully get to work with you next time.
Great. All my love.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Blessing. All right, folks, so we're going to take a really quick commercial break and come back. You're listening to WGGM Radio. I'm sorry that she couldn't take any callers, but we will absolutely try to take some callers right after the break. You're listening to Messages of Light, and I am your host, Amanda Dowell, and we will be right back.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, a comprehensive guide of rocks, crystals, and stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com. Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Lisa Edelstein from House. On TV, the good doctors aren't always easy to spot, but it is easy to spot the good that Barasa Ware is doing as a local health worker in Ethiopia. Every day, he helps the children of his village survive. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you're one step away from helping children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Today's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Oh, nuts! There's a bobcat in this cave! Save us, Sassy! You will, but first you'd like to stress the importance of cat adoption? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year and they need to be adopted? Help us, Sassy! Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. What that keeps you lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
On the line with me. Are you here, Reverend B?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. You know, it is just really a joy to actually have you here because, you know, I remember the first time that I met you, and it was so funny because I told you that your cat was going to come back to you. And I have to tell you, I thought it was the strangest thing that I was telling you that your cat who had, you know, crossed over, who had passed away,
right,
was Simon, was going to really come back. I mean, that was the start of the whole radio show, Reverend B. And, I mean, it's just such an anniversary and such a joy to talk to you and have you here and, you know, that we can do readings together. But, you know, this was the start of Messages of Light, was, you know, because you started the whole network.
Aw. Well, certainly couldn't have had this successful radio network, Amanda, without all your hard work. And this is an honest statement. You've been, when things were real rough for me, when my husband got sick, first my mother-in-law got sick, then my husband got sick, and I lost both of them. Then my sister got sick and lost her as well. You kept the radio station going. Your show was a constant, and your show was wonderful, by the way. Wonderful guest today, Sonia Choquette. What an excellent, lovely lady. Informative, uplifting, just wonderful lady.
Well, you know, I really didn't know how much time she would have, but I figured that what you and I could do is, since, you know, we have this great energy and this great record together of, you know, always doing readings together, you know, why not bring that back to life and give that the passion that it was so many years ago when I told you, oh my gosh, I couldn't do that. You know, why would people listen to a silly show like this? But, you know, this show has been one of the best shows, Reverend B, that I have ever done. I mean, it's given me the strength through so much and the courage to do so much. I mean, the listeners mean so much to me. The callers do. You know, you do. This network does. You know, I'm just grateful and in such appreciation for, you know, everyone and everything here. So, you know, I'm just grateful to be here and be a producer.
I'm so glad to hear that, Amanda, because your shows are beautiful. I don't always get a chance to listen to your shows live, but I definitely get to listen to them in archives. And they're always wonderful, always informative, and you always have such very cool guests. I applaud you for that,
sweetie.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well,
wonderful
we've got
program.
Some callers here, so I figured we could just work together and see what kind of questions, you know, viewers have for us here. So we'll take our first caller, who is our 814 caller. You're on the line with Amanda and Reverend B. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Amy.
How can we help you?
Well, I'm calling to see. do you see me changing jobs anytime soon or picking up anything with a job?
I definitely see a change, but I'm seeing that it's going to take a lot of strength from you on your part. It's going to be like climbing a mountain for you to make that change, but it's going to be real important. And I'm getting it within the next 3 to 6 months. I get a 3 and I get it times 2. So that's telling me within the next 3 to 6 months there is going to be a change for you. Be strong. Trust the process.
Yeah, and I get the same thing. You just need to take a little bit of, you know, you're going through a process. It's almost like you have to just, it, you know, really the angels are telling me patience is really a big thing for you right now, that patience is what's going to get you through this, and the strength to, you know, walk through it and take the angels' hands at this time as you're going into a new job. But it is on the other end. I do see this coming for you.
I do, too. And I'm seeing that, dear, you are a light worker. is what my guides are giving me also, Amy, is that you're a light worker in your own right, and that you have a lot to teach others, and
okay.
to just ease into it, trust your inner instincts. And I feel that this is going to be a real good thing for you. But I see change in about 3 to 6 months is what I'm getting at.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I kind of get the same thing, Reverend B. She's really on her way to, you know, newness. It's really there. So, you know, just hang in there, and we'll keep you, we'll hold you in the light. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
Okay, our next caller is a 111. You're on the line with Amanda and Reverend B. How are you?
I'm great, and actually my call is almost exactly like the previous caller. Looking for
cool.
a new...
Okay.
So you're looking for a new job? Is that what you're looking for?
Correct.
Are you also looking into changing careers?
I haven't been, no.
Okay, because that what I'm getting is you changing. I'm seeing you almost shape-shifting into something new, reinventing yourself is how I'm getting it. And I'm getting that there's a lot of angelic guidance around you. And I'm seeing, this is really crazy, but are one of your parents passed on?
Both of them are.
Oh, okay. That's why I see them guiding you. Okay. And I'm seeing that they eternally love you to the best of their ability, and that the angels are helping you to heal from any pain associated from that loss. And I'm feeling that that loss is what is helping you to shift and to change, and I see change coming for you. I'm not getting a time frame. Amanda, are you getting any time frame? Or
you know, I'm feeling like it's not now. It's not rushed to me. And you know, time is such a very interesting thing with angels. But I'm really in the sense of mid February. So February is really sticking in my head. And I only say that if they really, you know, pound me and say, yeah, you know, this is really going to be there. And that's the time frame that they're telling me. So, you know, that's what I pick up as well.
Okay, well, great.
Cool.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And we'll hold you in the light as well. Love and light.
You bet.
Okay, our next caller is area code 707. You're on with Amanda and Reverend B. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Reverend B. How are you?
Hi,
we're okay.
There.
How are you?
I'm good.
How can we help you?
I'd like to know when you see love coming at it, anything about the gentleman?
Oh, let's take a look-see. What do you get, Amanda?
You know, it's really funny that she's talking about love because I went right over to my essential oils and I picked up joy and harmony and abundance. So it's almost like this has to do with abundance and joy and harmonizing yourself. So when I look at this, you know, when I pick essential oils for people too, I draw in the energy essence from this, and it's almost like you're working on yourself to get there. And the gentleman that I see is very tall and loving. He has very loving eyes. They almost look brown. And he's a medium build, and he's not in your life yet, but he's on his way in. It looks like it's coming up. So it's around the corner, and he's got abundance about him. He's very grounded, but you're working on yourself to get there. So I really see that you're moving into romance right now. You're moving your energy there.
Do you see a time frame?
He's right around the corner. So I'm more in the mode of February again, but it looks more towards the beginning to me than the ending or middle. What do you think, Reverend B? What do you get for her?
I get that this gentleman that is in your life, and I see he's there, he's orbiting around you. I just haven't seen him landing yet, but it's like he's getting ready to land. And the interesting thing is this is someone that you are going to immediately have a spark with. The reason I say that is because you've had past life history, and I see that some of those past lives, you just didn't finish your intended karmic debts to each other. So this is going to be a karmic connection, and I'm also seeing my guides are giving me a vision of the top of your head, and like the whole top of your head is glowing and shining out into the universe. So your light is turned on, your crown chakra is open, and you are ready to receive, and he's going to pick up that light, and that's going to be like a homing signal for him. So I do see this coming, and I see this coming within the first quarter of the year. So you've got between now and March to pull this man in through your light. This is all happening to you, and it's going to be a karmic deal.
Is it long-lasting?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you see the setting that it's going to take place in?
That's an interesting question because, wow, I hope you don't laugh at this, but, you know, I'm getting this picture like this, and I'm not saying that you'll meet him this way, but I'm saying that if this is the vision, I'm getting somebody coming into your life very quickly, like a speed dating thing, but more on a spiritual level. And I'm feeling that it's going to, you're going to know it's him because you're going to have a actual tickle in the pit of your stomach. Your root chakra is going to come alive when you meet him.
Yeah, I was going to say her root chakra was going to open up. I'm right there with you on that one.
Yeah. And this is going to be a forever type of situation.
Okay, but we're not seeing at the actual meeting because I keep hearing that I need to get out more, and I just want to. I've been out there, but I'm still not meeting the person.
Yeah, well, you definitely have to get out there because you have to attract them. I've heard people make funny jokes about meeting people in the frozen food aisle of the Publix store and, you know, a Publix and things of that nature, and that's the flash I'm getting. It's going to be a chance meeting, but, of course, we know there is no such thing as chance.
Right.
Excuse me, everything happens for a reason.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a really good patterned reason. So I'm right there with her. You're definitely headed for some good things.
That sounds good. I'm going to call you ladies back and let you know.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Blessings. Okay, our next caller is area code 805. You're on with Amanda and Reverend B. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Reverend B. This is Donna. I'm fine. Thank you.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hello. yeah, I have a question.
How can we help you?
I have a friend back east. He's 88. He's been my friend for 20 years. He has no family. I don't have any family. And he said that he told me 2 days ago that he would like to move to Santa Barbara where I live and buy a house and that he would leave me the house. But then if I met someone, because I don't have a partner, and he could come live with us, and then we could rent out the house, and because he wants to be part of like a family to live with us if I meet a partner, and I wanted to see if you saw that happening.
I'm seeing this man being a very wise, powerful, loving, and a spiritual teacher almost to you, someone that you're going to gain a lot from.
Yes.
And also, he carries whale energy, which is the Nomos energy, like dolphins and whales. They're very akin to each other. But I'm seeing this whale, and it's breaching the surface of the water. And what this is doing is this is cleansing you, cleansing him, and I see that a very powerful spiritual connection is going to come first, and love is going to be is going to grow out of that spiritual connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he was a friend of a friend, and then I wrote and called him for 20 years, and then I went out there 2 years ago, and we almost felt holiness when we met. I mean, we did feel holiness, and it was such a bond, and it was so beautiful. Like, I'd known him for many, many lifetimes, and he was like a father that I never had, and, you know, he was so kind and gentle, and, you know, he prays every day, too, twice a day for half hour, an hour a day, you know, half hour each time. He's never failed in, like, 40 years.
Well, that absolutely comes through his divinity absolutely comes through. He's a brilliant light.
Mm-hmm. Do you see me meeting somebody then, a partner, because compassionate partner that would let him come live with us?
Yes. And do you wear a copper bracelet?
I don't have a copper bracelet.
Do you have something that would look copper or maybe silver, because I see it too. It's some kind of and whatever it is, it's very special. It's got a lot of really cool energy in it. And what I mean by cool is it's like really powerful. It's strong. It's got a strong meaning behind it.
I'm seeing it as passion. Is how I'm seeing this copper, and I'm seeing copper is a really good metal for you, by the way.
Copper is a good metal for you because it's very powerful and it's very grounding for you, but I'm also getting that this particular piece that we're seeing, and it may not be copper, but energetically, you know, when I'm tapping into it, it really feels very powerful, you know, very, very strong.
How wonderful. I'll look through my jewelry.
Please do. Copper is a real good conductor for you, and it helps to clear your energy, and it also will help you to set you in a very stable, centering mode so that you are in a position to accept love as well as receive. It's one thing to give it, but you've got to put yourself in a place of receivership. And I feel that that's real important. I just feel copper will be conducive for you.
Oh, my. I'll do that. Great.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's a powerful piece for you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a very cool area code here, 559. You're on with Linda and Reverend B. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. 559 is actually from California, so that's where I'm calling.
Very nice.
How
can I help you?
Well, thanks. My question is similar to the previous caller. I'm actually 30 years old, and I would like to know if the angels foresee me meeting a good man. I don't know, I guess I want to have a family, and I'm kind of worried that that's not going to happen if I don't meet the right person.
Well, the first thing that comes to me is that you've been hurt in the past, and I'm seeing that you have a lot of healing, inner healing to take care of before you can put yourself in a place of receivership. Similar to, I'm getting similarly to what I got for the last gal. Open your heart, but heal your heart. The healing stone for you, I see, is malachite. Malachite is a very powerful stone for you. It heals the heart chakra, and that will heal your heart enough to bring love into you. Absolutely. There is someone coming your way. They work with electronics. So this is someone that you're going to meet that is I'm calling them an electronic wizard, okay? But they work a lot with electronics, and not only computers, but actual with the movement of electricity, the movement of energy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Thank you. What did you say the name of the mineral that I need? I mean the block. Anunite.
I'm sorry.
What did you say was the name of the block? Anunite.
A malachite.
Malachite, yeah, that's a malachite. That's a green stone. That's a very, very powerful stone. It's really
it's a heart chakra, yeah.
It's really powerful, very strong.
It helps, yeah, helps to heal past life problems, past life hurts. And I just see a lot of hurt there.
And do I just carry it around or have it in my room?
You could, even if you had a picture of it so that it would be, in essence, an etheric stone for you, it would be very worthwhile.
And you're definitely right, ladies. I definitely do have a lot of pain in my heart.
Yeah, that'll help you clear it. That'll help you clear it.
Yes, it will.
Well, I had this crush on this guy I met, and I was hoping it was going to be him, but he works at a bank, and his name's Cardinal, so I don't think he has to do with electricity. I had a good feeling about him. Can you tell me anything about that? Or no, maybe it's just nothing.
Amanda, do you get anything?
You know, this looks like it's going to be an okay connection, but I hear friendship. Like, you need to develop the friendship more first and focus on connecting. So I think that's why the heart chakra issues are going on and why it's necessary for you to, you know, keep the malachite with you and keep, you know, maybe even rose quartz with you as well. I was picking up
wonderful.
On rose quartz, too.
Yeah,
that,
is course,
that you need to keep
stone.
Those pieces with you and connect with yourself, work on yourself, but also work on connecting with him. This will draw you closer. It doesn't mean you won't be connected or it won't happen. It just means develop the connection. That's what I'm hearing, is develop the connection with the two of you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, lady,
wonderful.
For taking the time to answer this call.
Thank you. Blessings.
All right.
We have
wonderful
two more
blessing.
Callers. We'll take them real quick, and then we'll end the show, Reverend B. Is that okay?
That's great.
All right. We have area code 323. You're on the line with Amanda and Reverend B. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call. I would like to find out if you could tell me about romance and finance, or when a job will be coming soon, and romance.
Okay. A job, I'm seeing some difficulty there. I'm seeing a lot of difficulty.
Yeah, there's a struggle.
There's a blockage there with a job, and I'm feeling that has something to do with setting one's sights higher than they need to be. And please, I don't mean this in a negative way at all, dear. This is just what my guides are giving me. As far as love life is concerned, I feel that you have already met your life mate, your partner, in dream time. So when you do meet him in the physical, this is going to be someone that you're going to feel like you know, because you have been preparing yourselves in dream state.
Wow. That's interesting. Now, you said setting my sights too high for a job. Is that... Could that be, well, I'm looking for part-time work because I'm in school full-time.
Mm-hmm.
You think it has something to do with what I can handle as far as going to school full-time and working?
You want to pay attention to your studies, and that's probably where that's coming from.
Right.
If you already get a part-time job, I would not wait for the perfect job. I would take the first thing that you can do and that would fit into your schedule, so that this way you have a little extra cash coming in, and once you're finished with school, I mean, you're off and running, and that's when the money absolutely comes in.
Right. So do you see anything that I can do to get the block out the way to get some cash? Because, yeah, I understand what you mean about not getting something that's overloading, because school is really challenging for me.
Yeah. Yeah, understood. Amanda?
You know, I really feel like if you use even rose quartz, too, to draw in from your heart that you need the job, because what the job tends to be, you know, dealing with even stone-wise, you know, you're going to want to use rose quartz and also amethyst. Amethyst will bring in, you know, a lot of manifesting abilities, and, you know, there's even... aroma essences like cinnamon and orange and frankincense that also bring that in. You know, I make an abundance essential oil just to try to draw in, you know, that. But, you know, if you're just looking for, like, drawing it in, you, even a vision board would be good. Like, you know, putting this on a vision board so that you can, you know, visualize this and, you know, see it. That, those are the things I'm getting that would help you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I like
I'll
that. I like that.
Going on that. The vision board sounds good.
Yeah, a vision board. Go get magazines and poster board and start gluing. You know, and go, yes, this is what I want. You know, and
treasure
it'll
map. Yeah.
I have to. Yeah.
Build yourself a treasure map. I think they're wonderful. Surround yourself with things that you want to manifest in your life, and this way that's your focus. That helps with manifestation.
Okay. That sounds good. But thank you both so very much. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, dear.
Okay, Reverend B, we have one more caller, and that's area code 314. You're on with Amanda and Reverend B. How are you?
I am great, Amanda. Hi, Reverend B. This is Claudia.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Claudia.
Hello, darlings. How are you?
Loves you. Loves to you, dear.
Thank you. Reverend B, I've got a question for you. I'm going through a lot of changes right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know your take on how I can manifest a full-time work for myself,
mm-hmm.
and peace and harmony in my life.
Wow. Two things come out to me immediately, just hearing your voice. First of all, you are the goddess. You have got to, you have got to work on the goddess within. This is
okay.
You. You are the goddess. You are powerful. Express your divinity. Express your divine feminine energy. Embrace it. And I'm feeling that this is magic for you that helps you to mold your now. And it's, the second thing I'm getting is you are a mountain of strength.
Mm-hmm.
Not to allow anyone or anything chip away at your foundation. Your foundation is your foundation. It is very important, and I feel that there are folks that are around you that want to try and, I don't want to say beat you down, but just chip away at your foundation to see it crumble. And this isn't going to happen for you because you are a mountain, and you're definitely strong. You have the strength of the rock of ages. You're a very old and wise soul, Claudia, and I feel that you will be able to get past anyone or anything that stands in your way. And it's not that you're going to walk all over them and push them out of the way. You're just going to very calmly sidestep and move forward. You're the mountain. You're the goddess, and you're the mountain. That's what I get here.
Wow. That's pretty powerful. Thank you.
And you are very powerful, in all honesty. I mean, that's just what my guides give me right off the bat.
Okay.
Goddess
energy. Okay, so as far as full-time career goes, because I have not worked full-time for a very long time, and I would like very much to find a fulfilling, sole purpose type position, which can allow me the freedom to move into where I really want to be. Do you see that coming to me? And if so, where should I look?
Great question, and I absolutely see it. And you know you're a light worker. You know that already.
Mm-hmm.
You're
not
only a light worker, you're a healer, you're an energy worker. You have so much love inside of you. It is jumping out to work with other people. So I definitely see you in your own business. I see you. When I close my eyes and look at your energy signature, I see you on the road. I see you working with people. I see you healing them, anointing them. And you don't have to sit there and bless them with oils unless that's what you feel to do. But I see you anointing people and changing their world, changing their energy signatures just through the power of your energy signature. So you are a healer. You're a light worker whose time has come, and you're here to teach others on earth about love, about loving themselves, and about moving forward into their own personal ascension. This is a very powerful thing for me to get this kind of a vibe from you.
That's really powerful, Reverend B. I got to make a confirmation in front of Claudia for you on that.
Okay.
She has been anointing people, and she's been doing it with me. She's been working with me.
No kidding.
And I have to tell you, I absolutely love her working with me.
That is excellent, cool, because I'm seeing this. Man,
okay,
so
no, I just wanted to tell you. I couldn't find a better person to work with, Reverend B. If you were here, you know, we'd have you join us too. But she's just an absolute joy to work with. So you saying that, and I know you didn't really know, but she's come in and helped me with healings, like you just said.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's pretty powerful. That's amazing. I am working towards moving forward in my career as a, you know, as a healer, and it's interesting. Amanda's drawn out what I can do as far as healing people. I love
doing work. I got tears in my eyes, girl.
Aw, you're so sweet. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, this might sound a little familiar.
We love you, Reverend B.
Yeah, we do
love
you. But, yeah, I work with nutrition, and one of the things that I want to do with the light workers is, especially because so many of them are so focused on the spiritual that they neglect the physical, and it breaks my heart because it's not something that's exclusive to the light workers. My goal and my mission in life is to help teach people how to live a better quality of life by eating better and by being conscious of what they need to do in terms of nourishing their bodies. So that way they can be better people in terms of their spirits too, but there's a spiritual component to it as well. And that's really where I see my role moving forward. So what you're telling me is like really powerful stuff. Now, time, I need that foundation so that I can move into working for myself. I would love to work for myself, but at this point, with what I have going on in my life, I need a foundation and I need a place where I can work for a while just to help build up the reputation and the client base. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that makes definite sense.
That's really why I'm looking for full-time work so that I have that foundation so I can bridge into working for myself exclusively.
Absolutely. I think that's an excellent idea. And, of course, in the healing field, with what you do with nutrition, you shouldn't have any problem at all working through the different channels, whether it's through a health food store, whether it's through a natural cafe, whether it's through hospitals, hospice as well. Hospice, very important. And they hire people and you're paid. Through hospice. It doesn't have to be volunteer work, but to help people that are looking to improve the days of their lives before they leave the planet. There are so many opportunities for you, Claudia, with your expertise that I just know that you will find your place to help you to establish a solid client base.
I can't thank you enough for your words and for your vote of confidence. And I want you to know that I appreciate everything that you do for everybody through GGM.
Oh, honey, absolutely. I love you all. We all work together. We're working in concert. We're getting through to people that we may never have been able to contact through the venue of the Internet. And to me, this is like the biggest blessing. And it's a challenge, you know, that spirit has given us all, and we've all taken up the penchant, and we're doing it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yay,
and I look very much forward to moving forward and to being a support for so many people. And, it's my joy to help people.
Absolutely, I feel it. Good
thank
for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you, Amanda, for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Okay, Reverend D, that was our last caller, so we'll go ahead and end the show. And I wanted to say thank you so much for coming on and working with me today.
I just love you, dear. You know that. I love you
both. I love you, too. Thank you so much.
You're just a blessed friend, and thank you for inviting me.
All right. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you next time on Messages of Light. And thank you, Reverend B.
Absolutely. Warmest blessings.
Bye-bye, everyone. Namaste.